Well, here we are at the Town Crier. How did we get here? I don't remember coming here.
Well, we'll try one, see if it works.
Okay. Let's try the first one on the set list, okay?
Well, I would like to play a couple of dance tunes for you, a medley that we like to think of as, isn't science wonderful?
Yes.
Here's a song written by our piano player, Mr. Mike Craver. And it describes in great detail an upcoming trip to Africa. An autobiographical number. And it's called The Thoroughly African Man.
Got that old blue feeling, staring at the ceiling, feeling in my Boston bungalow.
Bungalow, bungalow.
I got the craziest notion to swim across the ocean. Ask Rio, Rita, the reason why I'm blue.
Go to Madagascar and ask her, go to Madagascar.
My name is Wayne, I sell records at Sayers. I'm just another accordion player. I'm going to buy me a Rand McNally, trying to find a way out of tin. Gonna march to Pretoria, slip down old Sudan, bungle in the jungle in a funky African band. I'll polish the stars and put them in jars on top of Kilimanjaro. My heart's in Cape Town, my butt's in Boston,
making a chain.
My head's as low as you can.
My feet say, bet you wanna land.
bushman like my cushman.
He might shake it, he might take it.
He might break it,
he won't break it.
Since I was a child, I wanted to run wild. Wash the western world out of my hair.
You can make a kid just like Albert Schweitzer did.
I wanna hit that blue note, stop playing a poker. I'll back up Rio Rita on the road to Upper Volta.
We're gonna make that heart of darkness shine with phosphorescent stars.
Marching to Pretoria, stepping on old Sedan. Gonna wear my paws at Victoria Falls, be a thoroughly African man.
I'll polish the stars and put them in jars on top of Kilimanjaro.
My heart's in Kenya, my butt's in Boston, my head says no, you can't.
They bet you want a land.
African band, thoroughly African.
Thank you.
Song called Gee, But It's Tough When the Gang's Gone Home. And we were going to do it right this very second, except unaccountably, Jack left the stage.
The lead, I'm ready.
The lead
singer is gone. Where are you going to?
So you wander round town looking for the gang and company. But after each cafe you find, you don't feel satisfied. You wander till the clock strikes three. Gee, you wish you had that gal again. You're lonesome, so lonesome, your heart is filled with pain. Gee, but it's tough when the gang's gone home. Standing on the corner all alone. You may have dough, but you got no place to go. Well, you're craving women, wine, and song. The gang left you flat with that old-time stall. You hurry home to gaze at four bare walls. Every thought seems to scorch. You carry the torch and the gang's all gone home. Gal has run off to Duluth. You stomp around the house and act uncouth. Every corner you turn seems to smolder and burn, but the gang's all gone home. Okay.
quench the scorch when you carry the torch and the gang's all gone home.
Well, we're going to do some arse jigs here. The first one is called The Lark in the Morning, or The Trip to Sligo. The second one is The Priest and His Boots.
I never
knew
that.
Yeah. Had a real thing for him, I hear. And the third one is The Three Little Drummers, or The Three Little Drummers. Yeah. We're going to feature our new fiddle player, Mr. Clay Buckner of Elon College, North Carolina, on this next number. He's from a college town, so he goes for these kinds of songs that have spelling in them.
It's true, I once went to high school.
Sure you did, buddy.
Did you learn this song in college?
I did, actually. I went to college for a year, and I didn't get as far as spelling, though.
Didn't get back to it.
Yeah. It wasn't really until I entered the wonderful world of folk music that I learned to spell. And this is a song that started it all for me here.
In a little country schoolhouse where the children used to go, there lived a little fellow by the name of Ragtime Joe. And one day the teacher called the class to spell a certain sort of a bird. The kind of bird it was a chicken, and it could not spell the word. So the teacher called on Ragtime Joe to spell that word with them. He did not hesitate a bit, this way that he began.
See,
the way to begin.
A.
That's the next letter in.
I.
That am the third.
C.
Tis the season to the bird.
K.
That's filling in.
E.
Getting near the end.
C-H-I-C-K-N. That is the way to spell chicken.
Parson Johnson gave a concert in the old schoolhouse one night. He hired a lot of talent that could sing and could recite. But when they pulled the curtain, everything went wrong, you know, until one fellow loudly called, "Let's hear from Ragtime Joe." He sang them a ragtime juking tune, did not take so well. He says, "I went across on that, so I guess I'll have to spell." And then he told the audience that he had composed this chicken song. And when he sang these words to them, he took the house by storm.
C.
That's the way to begin.
A.
That's the next letter in.
I.
That and the third.
C.
That's the season to the bird.
K.
And the filling in.
E.
Getting near the end.
C-H-I-C-K-N. That is the way to spell chicken.
C.
That's the way to begin.
H.
That's the next letter in.
I.
That is the third.
C.
That's the season for the bird.
K.
That's filling in.
E.
Getting near the end.
C-H-I-C-K-N.
That is the way to spell chicken.
Thank you. We're going to slightly re-choreograph our arrangement here for a really sad number now, a tragic love ballad of ancient Egypt that has been handed down from generation to generation to us, especially for us. This actually comes to us from those great historical traditional ballad singers, Homer and Jethro, in the key of E-flat minor. And it's called, "I Crept Into the Crypt and Cried." Thank you.
I went away to Egypt to work there for a while, and fell in love with Tara, the flower of the Nile. I had to make some money so she and I could wed. That's when I got a job there working on the pyramid. The pharaoh of all Egypt, a crummy little creep, would come out almost every day inspecting in his jeep. He had a big fat stomach and a little pointed head, and everyone that saw him thought he was already dead. And then one day it happened, the pharaoh of Egypt came out to see how we were doing on that creepy crypt. He took one look at Tara, and him she did beguile. The next thing that I knew, they were both sailing down the Nile.
And so I crept into the pharaoh's crypt and cried. All alone there in that creepy crypt, I cried, cried. I watched him sail away from me, my Tara by his side. That's when I crept into the crypt and cried.
My sad story is hard for me to tell. They had a royal wedding and they rang the wedding bell. I watched until she promised to be his faithful bride, and that is when I crept into that crypt and cried.
Oh, yes, I crept into the pharaoh's crypt and cried. All alone there in that creepy crypt, I cried, cried. I lost my little flower and my tears I could not hide. That's when I crept into the crypt and cried. Oh yes, I slipped into that sepulcher inside. That's when I crept into the pharaoh's crypt and cried. Often
that you'll hear two songs about chickens in one evening. There are not many bands that know two songs about chickens. But we're one of the few. This is it's a very old Scottish ballad that was found in the gutters of Edinburgh back in the 17th century. It was tucked away in an old Dundee marmalade jar there. And it tells the story of a young boy named Jack McCoy who triumphed over a rooster with supernatural powers back in the days before mankind had the upper hand over poultry. And the song is called McCoy's Revenge. Yes, Scorpios and Libras, Aquarians as well. Ye helpless earthbound mortals, whose fate the stars compel. Ye Capricorns and Cancers, I'll sing you of the night. How saucy Jack McCoy did save the starry heavens bright. How Jack become an orphan at the moment of his birth. For the labors of his born and laid his mother in the earth. His dad then wed a widow wife, and cursed be her name. For the way she treated Jack McCoy, it was an awful shame. As Jack was growing up to be a fine mischievous boy, no love was lost between the wife and son of old McCoy. When Jack would pull his tricks and pranks, as youngsters often do, she'd pull his ears and pinch his nose and slap him black and blue. Now the widder kept a rooster running free about the house. She swore that he possessed the soul of her long-departed spouse. She talked to him and called him Roy and fed him ham and grits, while Jack McCoy ate table scraps and cleaned up rooster shit. One night when Jack lay dreaming of a plate of chicken stew, his feast was interrupted by a cock-a-doodle-doo. He scrambled to his attic window, naked as a rock. Silhouetted in the moonlight on the chimney stood that cock. The stars were shining brightly, what stars there did remain. Old Roy was pecking out the stars like corn or any grain. He just gobbled up the North Star when Jack crawled out through the night. And he grabbed that chicken by the leg and swung with all his might. He swung that chicken round his head in elliptical course. The stars returned to heaven by the centrifugal force. And the rooster crowed for midnight, and the rooster crowed for day. Then the rooster crowed for mercy, and he crowed his life away. Just then the dawn was breaking on that cold, outlandish night. The stars blinked twice in thanks to Jack and vanished in the light. And the villagers that gazed upon the rooftop of McCoy in a cloud of chicken feathers saw a smiling naked boy. And now you heard my story, how Jack did save the stars. Several minor asteroids plus Mercury and Mars. Jack still proudly wears the marks of the blows he got that day. And the rooster's now a rock star making millions, so they say. Well, we're going to do a Carter family song now. Jim and Mike and me. That's Jim and that's Mike and this is me. And we did an album of Carter family songs a few months back, and there's some here tonight. And we'd like to give them away to you, but we can't make a living that way. So we'd like to sell them to you. We can make a living that way, just barely. In the meantime, we're going to sing one of the songs that's on that record. It's a song that's dedicated to those of you who have great and wonderful qualities which are not well enough recognized by your friends and loved ones. It's an annoying thing, and especially as you get older and they still don't notice what a neat person you are, and you get to thinking, well, you're going to kick the bucket one of these days, and then they're going to notice, and it's going to be too late. This is called Give Me the Roses While I Live.
Wonderful things the folks are said when they have passed away. Roses adorn the narrow bed over the sleeping clay.
Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Useless are flowers that you give after the soul is gone.
Let us not wait to do good deeds till we have passed away. Now is the time. when folks lie cold in a narrow bed. Don't wait till death to speak kind words. Now should the words be said.
Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Use the soft flowers that you give after the soul is gone. Give me the roses while I live. Don't wait until I die to spread the flowers on my grave. You see as you pass it by. Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Useless are flowers that you give after the soul is gone. After the soul is gone.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth
he prayed.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God in
failed. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night. They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth
he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed. Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Oh, brothers, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
We too can gladly dare and do the things of God. He'll take us through.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed. Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and
a little song of love and disease. It's called Woman Down in Memphis.
Thank you. woman down in Memphis. I bought myself a 44. Listen to my moaning, sail it from my front door. I gone and thought the whole thing over. Now I know you had me blind. Oh, woman, down in Memphis, I'm gonna get you off my mind. Woman, down in Memphis, you told me that your love was true. And you made me spend my money like a trusted man will do. You said that we would soon get married. You said you'd always do me right. Oh, woman, you were trifling as soon as I was out of sight. Down to the doctor, I asked him what was wrong with me. Oh, the doctor, he looked me over and said I had that old TB. He said I'd have to leave this country, stay away from Memphis town. Oh, he said I'd been grieving until my health was all broke down. Woman down in Memphis, listen to my lonesome song. Woman down in Memphis, I won't be singing very long. When they take me to the graveyard and lay me in the cold, cold ground, oh, oh, oh.